This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, July 12th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here for the next 4 hours. Then, the War Room is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And we are into day number two of the 34-hour 1776 worldwide transmission as we attempt to chart another possible course for humanity for a pro-human future, not a globalist post-human future. These are the really big issues. A lot of good happened at Trump's social media conference yesterday. We're going to play some large clips of that. Also got a lot of interviews on the ground with some of the participants. That's all coming up today. Plus an exclusive interview, the last interview, with Tommy Robinson, never before seen before he goes into prison. Talk about being attacked for free speech. This is it. Talk about being a political prisoner. This is it. Talk about being imprisoned for journalism. This is it. But first, I want to play a few clips here of Senator Josh Hawley at the conference yesterday and some of the things that Trump had to say. And we'll be right back to kick off the main transmission.
So this is a historic day. Never before have so many online journalists and influencers, and that's exactly what you are. You're journalists and you're influencers, come together in this building to discuss the future of social media. Each of you is fulfilling a vital role in our nation. You're challenging the media gatekeepers and the corporate censors to bring the facts straight to the American people, and that's what you're doing. You're going right to the people. Possibly we wouldn't be here right now. I asked somebody, what do you think I'd do without social media? Would I be here? Because I said, I think so. But they weren't so sure. I have to say that. You know that. I'm not sure I believe that, but I have to say it. But you communicate directly with our citizens without having to go through the fake news filter. It's very simple. Together you reach more people than any television broadcast network by far, not even close. Thank you.
Well, first of all, can we just give another round of applause to the President of the United States for his leadership on this issue? You know, the media says, the establishment media, the fake media, they say, oh, there's no censorship in social media. That's all made up. That's all fake. You and I know that that's not true. You and I know the truth is that the social media giants would love to shut us down. They would love to shut us up. They would love to shut him up more than anything else, and we can't let them. And that's why we need to step up now, and I think we need to say to them, here's the deal. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they've gotten these special deals from government. They've gotten a special giveaway from government. They're treated unlike anybody else. If they want to keep their special deal, here's the bargain. They have to quit discriminating against conservatives. You agree with that? No more. No more discrimination. It's that simple. That's all we're asking for. They ought to abide by the same principles of free speech and the First Amendment that this country embraces, that we love and call our own. And I don't think it's too much to ask for these huge tech platforms who've gotten rich off of our information, right? Off of our data, off of everything we've given them. They've gotten rich off of it. They've gotten rich off their special privileges from government. They want to keep those. They shouldn't discriminate. They shouldn't censor. They shouldn't shut us down. I want to thank the President again for his incredible leadership. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Mr. President, for all that you do.
Based on the feedback that we're hearing from you, I'm announcing that we will ask representatives of the major social media platforms to join me at the White House over the next month, have a big meeting and a real conversation. We might want to invite some of you. I know, Josh, we're going to have you and some of the senators. And it's amazing how the senators, including Democrats, in all fairness, which is probably because they know it can turn on them also. It can turn very quickly, but they want to come. So we'll let you know the date. Okay. And today I'm directing my administration to explore all regulatory and legislative solutions to protect free speech and the free speech rights of all Americans. That's you people in this room and a lot of people out there. But a lot of people.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting that Trump is getting ready to deliver on his promises. You can guarantee that.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just escalating. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. I said what I'm going to say on the subject.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi attempting to defuse the fight with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
How they're interpreting and carrying it to another place is up to them. But I'm not going to be discussing it any further.
But AOC is.
It's singling out four individuals. And knowing the media environment that we're operating in, knowing the amount of death threats that we get, knowing the amount of concentration of attention, I think it's just it's just worth asking why.
The freshman congresswoman calling out the speaker directly, telling the Washington Post, quote, "When these comments first started, I kind of thought that she was keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's distance in order to protect more moderate members, which I understood. But the persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful, the explicit singling out of newly elected women of color." A charge she stood by today.
I think it's really just pointing out the pattern, right?
Pelosi emphasizing today.
We respect the value of every member of our caucus. The diversity of it all is a wonderful thing. Diversity is our strength. Unity is our power.
Setting off this latest dust-up, the fallout over the border bill that passed 2 weeks ago, Pelosi calling out the so-called squad, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, the four progressive freshmen and only Democrats to vote against the bill.
Overwhelmingly, our caucus voted to protect the children. Our blue dogs, our moderates, and all the rest voted to protect the children. They did not.
AOC shooting back.
Well, it's not true. It's pretty, it's just wrong.
And Pelosi diminishing their power, telling the New York Times, all these people have their public whatever and their Twitter world, but they didn't have any following. They're four people, and that's how many votes they got. AOC responding right back online, tweeting, that public whatever is called public sentiment. The feud had been simmering beneath the surface for months, with Pelosi dressing down AOC's Green New Deal proposal.
What's in the Green Deal, New Green Deal?
And minimizing her primary win in New York.
Those are districts that are solidly Democratic. This glass of water would win with a D next to its name.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are beginning to eat their own in an accelerated way. The truth is, they've been training the Democrats and other leftists across the planet at the major universities and in corporate sensitivity training to hate all white people and to hate wealth and to hate families and to hate Christians. Now, it's been white people that are actually teaching this to the minorities who are the majority in most areas. because then they're simply going to use a race-based system against the white West that opened itself up in the name of Christianity and tried to build up the planet's industrial systems via egalitarianism. The problem is that the globalists are technocrats and very cold-blooded. They are above the law, tax exempt, and they are playing the third world off against the first world. And AOC has been given everything. AOC is a congenital liar who launches new hoaxes every day. The world's going to end in 12 years. She saw people drinking out of toilets. Cauliflower is racist. And so she projects onto everything in the world, look, this piece of paper in my hand is racist. It's white. Oh, look, we're here in New York at the community gardens, and it is not yucca, it is cauliflower. And we need to have the strength to plant yucca. That's actually what she says. She's like, we have to do it, the race of cauliflower. And you're like, is this Monty Python? Is this? No, this is not unintentional comedy. This is a very serious person trained in liberation theology. Now, she's not really smart, but she's carrying out the talking points of, imagine you go to community gardens, and you're going, look at the racism, they have cauliflower. The white people eat it, they do. And that's how it is in New York City. It's like, they think Texans all wear cowboy hats every day and ride horses to work. Nothing against folks in New York. It's just these stereotypes are insane. In the North, they think anybody that eats chicken fried steak or collard greens, but some big weird black thing. And then if anybody's ever seen eating fried chicken, they go, oh, Bernie Sanders had some. Oh, Bill Clinton had some fried chicken. Not that he's a pedophile. Not that he's a criminal. But that he eats fried chicken. So it's projecting all of this mental illness onto everything to break down society. And then meanwhile, as the third world collapses under its own socialism and corruption, under globalist exploitation, the very globalists weaponize these people to bring them into our nation states against us, to be led by people like AOC and then Pelosi, who's helped set all this up, helped prepare all this. He's trying to explain to AOC, you're supposed to go to colleges and to bars and to churches and speak all the anti-American stuff. You're not supposed to do it on the nightly news every day. We're about to take over in a race-based system. You're going to be handed the baton for a racial dictatorship over white people, but you need to not let them know. Shut up. But if you look at Congresswoman Presley and all these folks, when they were down a few weeks ago at the Texas border, lying their butts off, they're like, we're going to burn it down. Revolution, war, violent revolution. It's time for a physical revolution. And you look at the swaggering arrogance of Presley or the swaggering arrogance of AOC with those meth eyes, those crazy lady eyes, or any of these people. It's not because they've got melanin in their skin, because Pelosi looks like a crypt keeper, and she's pretty nuts too. It's just that you're even more entitled and even more crazy. And AOC was also whining in the same letter she put out, saying, Pelosi gives me work to do because I'm brown. She tries to make me do work on committees because I'm brown. I don't want to do the work. I mean, it's like this get out of jail free card that is put out everywhere. And it's only going to get worse until people reject the insanity. But instead, oh, I don't like a Betsy Ross flag on Nike. Yes, sir, Mr. Kaepernick, we'll get that right off, sir. Oh, I don't like a Thomas Jefferson statue. We'll tear that down right away, sir. And you've got all these Republicans and all these different people that are constantly appeasing all of this. In fact, they've got more Republicans out today saying, yes, let's take down any Confederate general statues. That's just pieces of history. but they want it all taken down, because once you have the power to take that down, you have the power to get rid of words themselves. And you know the final target, the American flag, and then this nation is completely captured. But I wanted to talk about the Democrats eating their own, and how far down do you think it'll get? How crazy do you think it'll get? I'm going to give the number out starting the next segment for first-time callers, specifically on the social media summit where Trump pledged to defend free speech. Let's see some action then. We're starting to see him build up, starting to have the public hearings, starting to have the events. I believe Trump will try to act. The question is, will it be a day late and a dollar short? We're also up the phones about the Democrats beginning to eat their own. We're also going to look at some of the other social engineering, like this little tidbit on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Social engineering, top BBC soap opera, features storyline about man converting to Islam to find peace. That's right. Everyone across Europe is being encouraged to join Islam, including Saturday morning cartoons and after-school programs. Tell people, join Islam. It is.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., there's the David Knight Show right out of these studios in Austin, Texas. Then I come on live, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Central. Then you have the War Room with Owen Schroyer and a lot more. We are well into the special 34-hour live broadcast here. Well, thank the crew for doing a great job. I was going to host last night, but I started exercising a lot harder and swimming long distances for me. But I drank a lot of water the last few days and went for a hike. And worked out yesterday morning, and I had a little heat stroke yesterday. Got a fever, was shaking, got home, drank a bunch of electrolytes, and felt a little bit better, but I'm still out of it a bit here, so that's why I wasn't here last night. It's probably not best to hike around when it's 105 degrees, but I haven't had a heat stroke or something like that since I was in high school, so that was not fun. By the time I got home last night, I like fell into the bed. Side issue, just explaining why I wasn't here last night when I said I'd be hosting yesterday evening. Let me just do this right here, because this is all too important. At the start of the next segment, I'm going to get into, let me just tell you what's coming up. We have an exclusive interview with Tommy Robinson, who is a real political prisoner, who has been imprisoned for journalism, and Katie Hopkins shot it as he went in to the prison. And this footage has not been seen, and it's powerful. So that's coming up in part of the third hour. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is going to join us, dealing with Facebook's draconian announcements that they are going to be organizing people into violent mobs to attack conservatives. That's in their terms of service. But if you read deeper into their own statements, they're preparing to exercise their power worldwide to overthrow governments, you name it. They've done this before under Obama and Hillary's tutelage. And so they're still just ongoing at this point, a clear and present danger to this nation and the world. That is coming up as well. Caitlin Bennett, who was in D.C. last night, she's arriving right now. She'll be in studio in the second hour to talk about all the incredible things that she's been witnessing across the country via Liberty Hangout. And I do also want to open the phones, as I said, specifically on the Free Speech Summit. We covered it live. I was impressed. It was better than I thought it'd be. Trump had Josh Hawley there, the senator, who's been leading the fight against big tech before he was even in the Senate when he was Attorney General of Missouri. He's leading 20 other attorney generals in meetings that are set to start this week and next week in Omaha to decide how the states can go after big tech and defend free speech. So a lot of really exciting things happening on that front. Trump saying he is getting ready to take action against them, against big tech for election meddling, and that he has the proof. So their stonewalling isn't going to work anymore. So I'm overall very, very pleased. We'll play, obviously, some of the highlights of that and more of Josh Hawley's statements coming up, because Trump's good when it comes to big tech, but Hawley is really the guy that's going to be quarterbacking a lot of this. And if we can't get control of big tech censorship and election meddling, we might as well stick a fork in this goose, because it will be cooked. But when we come back, I'm going to give the number out right now. I'm going to take some calls this hour into the next hour. I'm going to do my best not to leave you on hold, but we've got 20 phone lines. So I tend to take about 10 calls and leave the other group on hold for an hour. So we're going to only take 10 calls on the board. Then I will get to those calls. And then if we have more time, I'll open them up again, because I just don't want to make you sit there, and I apologize when I do that. So the number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Please, only first-time callers. Give callers who haven't had a chance to call in a chance. We went to break, and he got hung up on. Carlos called in yesterday. making some really great points about Epstein and what's happening there. If you can get back on, Carlos, we'd love you to get in as well. But first-time callers, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Okay. When I said that AOC is eating her own, that's putting it lightly, saying that Pelosi is a racist for not voting the way AOC and three other freshmen want. That's just not how the legislatures work, lady. And it just shows the total disconnect to play the race card when you're part of the Democratic Party that is absolutely rolling out the red carpet and saying, well, white people are the devil. And the fact that you'd use that against your own boss just shows how incredibly ignorant AOC is. Hey, AOC, the race baiting is supposed to be used on Republicans and people you want to dominate, not on your own party, dum-dum. But you see them eating their own with Joe Biden and the rest of it. So that's all going to be coming up as well. And then this story is up on Infowars.com. Trump just made these comments about 45 minutes ago. Trump confirms story he threw Epstein out of club, says he never went to Epstein Island, and that the media shouldn't be making him the focus of it. He says you should be looking at who was riding on those airplanes, who was getting on board, who wasn't being put in the manifest correctly. And we have his own Labor Secretary, Alexander Acosta, stepping down this morning. That is coming up at the start of the next segment. Now, let me throw this in. I want to thank the listeners during the 1776 Worldwide Special. It was going to be a money bomb, but I got busy and never created the page for it, for the donations. And we'll do a money bomb in a few weeks. We get so busy with news that we're kind of a ragtag organization sometimes. And we brought in a little bit extra money yesterday, about $50,000. But because of that, because of the stuff being discounted so much, that's like $20,000. That doesn't go far. I can assure you, sending eight people to D.C., even staying in moderate hotels and paying for airplanes and paying for everything was $8,000, you know, $10,000, just in the last 3 or 4 days. We're trying to run a news organization, and I'm not complaining. I'm saying thank you for supporting us. Thank you for doing your shopping with InfoWars on things like high-quality coffee, fish oil, turmeric you're going to need. Iodine is so essential. We have the best B12 out there, pure methylcobalamin, Ultra 12, twice as strong as Secret 12. We have that at $17.76 right now. Ladies and gentlemen, comparable brands are like $80 of this stuff. This is pharmaceutical grade, but put in a regular bottle and sent to you and your family. This is the same stuff I get from a medical doctor for like $60 for three shots or whatever, and then I inject into my stomach because it energizes me and gives me incredible energy. And again, it tastes sweet. All of it. I'm not saying inject it. You can't inject this type. It's not sold for that. This is over the counter, but it is the highest quality grade there is. Ultra 12, ladies and gentlemen, we're basically selling it at cost right now. 95% reviews. We're very, very proud of it. You take it under the tongue. But all the other products are great. Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver iodine. We have dozens of items for $17.76, including all T-shirts, all ball caps, all apparel. We have all the other products are 75 to 25% off. 75 to 25% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, even though that's about to sell out. We did a huge run of that almost 10 months ago. And despite the fact it's close to selling out, Ultimate Bone Broth is $17.76. We've never sold it for that. Regular retail, ladies and gentlemen, is $40. InfoWarsStore.com. Just shop with the good guys and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. And you can also sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off on that next order. We'll be right back with all of the huge breaking news. Please stay with us. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy Miami's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the media has been spinning it like the conservatives started a fight with the CNN reporter. The CNN reporter said, "I'll take you outside." We're going to play some of that exchange and then get into Trump saying that he threw, we already reported years ago, Epstein out of his club and that he thought the guy was a creepazoid and that Bill Clinton should be investigated. But first, here's what happened at the social media summit yesterday.
This is a group of people that are eager for demonic possession.
And you're a journalist, right?
That's right.
Hey, come on over here and talk to me, brother. We can go outside and have a long conversation.
You're threatening me now in the White House.
You
are a punk. You're not a journalist. You're a punk.
Representatives of the totalitarian leftist media apparently warned the cameras being shut off when President Trump called for questions at the end of the social media summit.
What message would you have us send to our followers about what's being done to them and the importance of this issue for 2020, because a lot of people out there who call into my show don't want to use their real name, are afraid of putting their views up on the...
And it wasn't long until the spoiled children of the mainstream media began issuing threats in the Rose Garden.
Pretty sad.
No, I'm just standing around. This is a group of people that are eager for demonic possession.
And you're a journalist, right?
That's right.
Hey, come on over here and talk to me, brother. We can go outside and have a long conversation.
You're threatening me now in the White House.
I'm
in the Rose Garden. You are a punk. You're not a journalist. You're a punk.
Go home. Journalist, go home. Hey, Lurka, get a job.
Hey, just for the record, he'd kick your punk ass.
Following the summit, a dust-up between Joy Vila and a lamestream reporter who was attempting to school us all on the use of fact-checking copy editors after countless retractions and libelous false claims have been made by leftist media hell-bent on silencing the truth.
That's not journalism. That's having a voice.
That is journalism.
No, a copy editor embedded facts is what constitutes legitimate journalism.
If you're going to tell us
when you
that
have
you're
a
journalist,
staff,
then let
have
us know when you have a
people
a
that verify your
piece.
Facts, then you can call
do
yourself
you
a reporter.
The
you
facts?
Have an opinion.
Where are you
label
from?
Yourself as an opinion. When I write
you
a piece that's an opinion,
as an opinion,
I do.
Everything
and when I write a feature, it's labeled news. And when it's a feature, it's labeled news.
Really
and when it's an opinion,
yeah.
it's labeled opinion. That's the difference.
You just threatened Gorka just a minute ago. You told him to go outside.
I said I would talk to him. I didn't threaten him.
You know what
right here.
Everybody knows what that means.
Come on over here and talk to me, brother. We can go outside and have a long conversation.
No, what are you going to do?
Talk. Who are you?
You can talk to him right here.
I can talk.
Why would you take him outside?
I'll be happy to talk.
Just be a gentleman.
That is
be
being a gentleman. I didn't threaten to kick his butt. I said I would talk to him. I said I would talk to him.
We all know what that means.
No, no.
Before the summit, a completely propagandized interview with Washington Post tech overlord Kat Zakrzewski, claiming that censorship of conservatives, a.k.a. truth-seeking websites, media bloggers, journalists, YouTube personalities, etc., was merely a fantasy. No one has been censored.
I think today's summit will focus a lot on the president's repeated accusations that social media companies are biased against conservatives and censoring conservative voices online, which is a claim that, you know, is based on widely disputed evidence and that the companies themselves have repeatedly denied.
The president has complained about what, you know, that he feels that that conservative voices are sort of stifled, or, I mean, he's outright sort of accused Twitter of removing tweets that were too conservative. But he didn't invite them. So is he really trying to correct the problem?
Well, the challenge, what's happening here, is the systemic gaslighting that is bad-mouthing over and over again of social media platforms and these
ads. All right, let's fade this down in this report from John Bowne. This is mainstream news, corporate media, telling you nobody's censoring conservatives. Nobody's blocking them, even though we have all the executives admitting it, all their internal documents, and the same shows and the same host saying they want us shut down, they want us silenced. And CNN saying that they want all conservative talk radio taken off the air. But then they say that we're gaslighting the media, the corporate media, the establishment media, when we say they're doing this. This is just insane how they have no respect for the truth and how dumb they think we are. But it doesn't work. The average mainstream cable television show has about 100,000 viewers. They're a joke, ladies and gentlemen. But the facade still stands. And members of Congress, many of them, still shaking their boots at mainstream media. Let's continue.
Media platforms and these accusations that come without merit that are designed to make us feel pretty poorly about these social media platforms.
Pause again.
I understand that there's
back that up 20 seconds, please. He talks like this to us like we're 3 years old. This is designed to be mean to the social media. Facebook never did anything wrong, neither did Google. And they sit there with all this consternation about, can you believe this horrible conference the president's having? Can you believe he's doing this? He's up there making up stuff about the media. Meanwhile, the media, the corporate media, hates independent media so much, they try to physically attack him. Continue.
ones and these accusations that come without merit that are designed to make us feel pretty poorly about these social media platforms.
But as I understand it, there's also some individuals who are sort of more shadowy characters, if you will, that one would not normally see as journalists or anything along those lines. Is the president legitimizing some of these sort of edgier conservative voices?
Yeah.
In one of the many articles panicking about the meaning of all of these patriotic concerned voices against free speech oppression, at least Al Jazeera had the wherewithal to publish the SPLC's battle cry behind the left's complete disregard for the First Amendment, posting Heidi Beirich of the SPLC's quote about the summit, which reads, "For years, we've watched social media serve as a gateway to radicalization and, far too often, real-life violence. Bringing these groups together is beyond irresponsible. It is essentially conducting a hate summit at the White House. I ask you, America, when is enough enough?" John Bound reporting.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, for Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. All right, I said I would get to this clip of Trump, but I wanted to get to that first because I'd forgotten that I had that on my list of things that I absolutely wanted to air, because we all know that the dying dinosaur media, the old corporate media, the known liars are hell-bent on shutting their competition down. And they've been leading the charge for it, and they've been calling for it, and the SPLC and Media Matters are out there policing, demanding everyone be taken offline. They disagree with. It's so authoritarian. It's so draconian. And then they sit around, though, and go, "Oh, the president's having a conference vowing to do something about this. He's crazy. He's making it up. He's doing this to attack the poor, little, sweet, darling, dear social media companies that have been flagrantly abusing everyone's rights en masse." Very dangerous time for not just this country, but for the world. All right, John and Matt and Peter and Trent and Eric and Hassan and all you guys, we're going to get to your phone calls when we come back on the other side. And we're going to also have Caitlin Bennett in studio, as I said earlier, and I'm going to get to Trump confirmed story. He threw Epstein out of club, says he never went to Epstein's island. Also, Trump Labor Secretary Alex Acosta resigns amid pressure from Jeffrey Epstein trafficking case. And speaking of that, there's been more bust for sex trafficking of Democrats that we'll be getting to coming up on the other side as well. But whatever you do, remember, we have real censorship taking place. And if they can get that through, if they can cement the censorship, they will derail the recovery of this country, and they will never let us get back on our feet again. They are making their tyrannical move on us now. This is an incredible time to be alive.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
To this live Global Friday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Your calls coming up here in just a moment. But here is Trump earlier today. The full video is on Infowars.com talking about Jeffrey Epstein, the already convicted pedophile now who's been indicted and arrested again.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste. Okay? Now, other people, they went all over with him. They went to his island. They went all over the place. He was very well known in Palm Beach. His island, whatever his island was, wherever it is, I was never there. Find out the people that went to the island. But Jeffrey Epstein was not somebody that I respected. I threw him out. In fact, I think the great James Patterson, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago, made a statement yesterday that many years ago I threw him out. I'm not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein.
Anything else?
And Trump said that many years ago, but the media is trying to make it about Trump just because he met him and knew him, two fellow billionaires. It's very dangerous because Trump has the bully pulpit. They can bring up, oh, Look at who was on the airplane. Look at who stayed at his house. Look at that. And so they're going to end up losing this as well. This is their house of cards beginning to fall, and they are definitely scared right now, because that's how the deep state controls people, is criminal activity, particularly pedophilia. How many years have I told everybody this? Oh, I'm crazy. Jones is nuts. It's all beginning to come out. So the globalists have failed again to get me off the air. Now, here is Alexander Acosta, who said he wouldn't resign 2 days ago. Well, he did resign today.
I think he was a great labor secretary, not a good labor secretary. He's done a fantastic job. He's a friend of everybody in the administration. And I got a call this morning early from Alex. And I think he did a very good job yesterday. Under a lot of pressure, he did a fantastic job. And he explained it. And he made a deal that people were happy with, and then 12 years later, they're not happy with it. You'll have to figure all of that out. But the fact is, he has been a fantastic Secretary of Labor. And Alex called me this morning, and he wanted to see me. And I actually said, well, we have the press right out here, so perhaps you just want to say it to the press. But I just want to let you know, this was him, not me, because I'm with him. He was he's a tremendous talent. He's a Hispanic man. He went to Harvard, a great student. And in so many ways, I just hate what he's saying now, because we're going to miss him. But please, Alex.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over the last week, I've seen a lot of coverage of the Department of Labor. And what I have not seen is the incredible job creation that we've seen in this economy, more than 5 million jobs. I haven't seen that workplace injuries are down, bucking a three-year trend. Workplace fatalities are down, bucking a three-year trend. That we had the safest year ever in mining, the lowest number of fatalities ever in mining. I have seen coverage of this case that is over 12 years old, that has input and vetting at multiple levels of Department of Justice. And as I look forward, I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today. And so I called the president this morning. I told him that I thought the right thing was to step aside. You know, cabinet positions are temporary trusts. It would be selfish for me to stay in this position and continue talking about a case that's 12 years old rather than about the amazing economy we have right now. And so I submitted my resignation to the president effective 7 days from today, effective 1 week from today, earlier this morning.
All right, so there you go. That's probably the right move, because this is a total distraction from Bill Clinton and all the little kids and all the rich guys that were on board the airplanes, a lot of well-known billionaires, all of them Democrats, all of them, you know, some of them own big airline companies, and I guess they like virgins. I mean, a lot of this is about to come out, and they just keep trying to put it on to Trump. So I believe Acosta did resign on his own, because they should keep using him as a punching bag. And again, I find any evidence that Trump's involved in any of this, I'll go after Trump. But I vetted all this before Trump ran, or while he was running. None of it's true. Now, the Democrats, that's a whole nother subject. Just the telling people to bring their kids or kids to come across the border. And up to a third of them aren't with their parents, and there's massive child smuggling. That's really going on. Democrats don't care. It's just amazing. Okay, John in Waco wants to talk about the social media White House event yesterday. Thanks for calling, John.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Mr. Jones.
So what's on your mind today?
Oh, man, I got a lot on my mind. Actually, I just finished listening to your Tinfoil Hat interview you had a few months ago, so kind of got my wheels spinning. But speaking about the social media summit, I wanted to address it with a personal testimony, something that Trump had said about Twitter. I think Twitter probably deems me as an inactive user. I'm 24 years old, so it's kind of my generation's platform, but I've tweeted once the last few months. I only follow a few people, and he's one of them. I got onto my Twitter a couple of weeks ago and noticed that my account had unfollowed him. And I thought that that was weird. I didn't think it was a coincidence at all at the time, but when I heard Trump's statements about what he thought Twitter was doing, it really just kind of struck a chord with me. It's definitely not a coincidence at all.
In fact, since you mentioned it, that's a great point. Let's play Trump talks about Twitter shadow banning at Social Media Summit. That's what they do. They don't let people see your tweets, or they unfollow people, or on YouTube, they unsubscribe you. And then we have all the internal videos and clips of the big tech heads bragging that they're rigging things. Then they go to Congress and lie. Stay there, John. We'll come back to you. But since you mentioned it, here is what the president said.
Logically, I would think I'm okay. Just okay. But I'll tell you, a lot of bad things are happening. I have people come up to me, sir, we want to follow you. They don't let us on. And it was so different than it was even 6-7 months ago. I was picking up unbelievable amounts of people. And I'm hotter now than I was then, okay? Because, you know, you also cool off, right? But much hotter, especially with a nice new stock market like it is, right? But no, I'm hotter now, and I go to Dan, I say, hey, what's going on here? It used to take me a short number of days to pick up 100,000 people. I'm not complaining. We're like at 60-some-odd million, but then we have five different sites. We have another site with 25 million. We have another site with 10 or 12. Then we have Facebook. Then we have Instagram. We have a lot. We have a lot of people. Way, way over 100 million. But I used to pick them up. And when I say used to, I'm talking about a few months ago. I was picking them up 100,000 people every very short period of time. Now it's, I would say, 10 times as long. And I noticed things happening when I put out something, a good one, that people like, right? Good tweet. It goes up. It used to go up. It would say 7,000, 7,000, 8, 7,000, 17, 7,000, 24, 7,000, 32, 7,000, 44, right? Now it goes 7,000, 7,000, 8, 6,998. Then they go 7,009. 6,074. I said, what's going on? No, it never did that before. It goes up, and then they take it down, then it goes up. I'd never had that. Does anyone know what I'm talking about with this?
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. They are gaming it. And see, that's just shadow banning and blocking and putting throttles on. They also boost people attacking the president to the top. He'll block them, and then federal courts rule, oh, you've got to let them do that. Okay, but then I can't be on Twitter. What the president needs to do is promote other platforms and move people away from Twitter. But Jack Dorsey lied to the president. The president's mad. He's about to take action. What do you think he should do, John? Because you've experienced being unfollowed. You try to follow the president, you're being unfollowed.
Correct, yeah. And you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, looking at other platforms would be the answer. And that definitely leads me into kind of my last question for you. I wanted to get your advice on this. A, what platforms do you see being good to move to? And B, what kind of advice would you give someone who's my age, 24 years old, or about the age you were when you got into this game, who wants to join the fight, who wants to have their voice heard, but feels YouTube and Facebook are no longer friendly social medias to do so? What do you say to people like that?
Well, we're going to break, but I'll come back. I appreciate your call, and I'll comment on that more, John, from Waco, Texas. I would be on a lot of platforms, and I'd still be on Twitter, Facebook, all that, but I would push it to Telegram, I'd push it to Parler, Gab, a bunch of others, and I would still go and try to get a local talk radio job. It's easier than ever to get a talk radio show. If you do a good job, people will tune in, and that'll kind of give you some basic, you know, historical training. There's a lot of other things you can do, but the key is just take action. We'll be right back.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.